My Life Today, May 16. Enjoy God's Created Works, Elements of Good Health. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God reserved the seventh day as a period of rest for man, for the good of man as well as for his own glory. He saw that the wants of man required a day of rest from toil and care, that his health and life would be endangered without a period of relaxation from the labor and anxiety of the 6 days. The Sabbath of the Lord is to be made a blessing to us and to our children. They can be pointed to the blooming flowers and the opening buds, the lofty trees and beautiful spires of grass, and taught that God made all these in 6 days and rested on the seventh day and hallowed it. Thus the parents may bind up their lessons of instruction to their children, so that when these children look upon the things of nature, they will call to mind the great Creator of them all. Their thoughts will be carried up to nature's God, back to the creation of our world, when the foundation of the Sabbath was laid, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Happy is the family who can go to the place of worship on the Sabbath as Jesus and his disciples went to the synagogue, across the fields, along the shores of the lake, or through the groves. The Sabbath bids us behold in his created works the glory of the Creator. And it is because he desired us to do this that Jesus bound up his precious lessons with the beauty of natural things. On the holy rest day, above all other days, we should study the messages that God has written for us in nature. We should study the Savior's parables where he spoke them, in the fields and groves, under the open sky, among the grass and flowers. As we come close to the heart of nature, Christ makes his presence real to us and speaks to our hearts of his peace and love.